بسم الله النور، بسم الله نور النور، بسم الله نور على نور، بسم الله الذي هو مدبر الأمور.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله بالعالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إني تارك فيكم الثقلين، كتاب الله وعترتي أهل بيتي، ما إن تمسكتم بهما لن تضلوا. Our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, in this will, which we famously call as the Hadith al-Saqalain, has said, certainly I am leaving behind amongst you two valuable things, Book of Allah, that is the Holy Quran, and my Ahlul Bayt. As long as you grab on to these two, you will never be misled. It's our obligation to lead our lives according to the values and principles and the teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and to deculturalize our centers. Deculturalization of our Islamic centers is our agenda. So if you look at the situation in our societies, this is an Iraqi center, and this is an Iranian center, and this is a Pakistani center, this is a Lebanese center, and this one is an Afghani center. So where is the Islamic center? Did you find in the life history of the Holy Prophet that Bilal al-Habashi, coming from Africa, opening up his own African center in the holy city of Medina, and Suhaib al-Rumi, the Caucasian white European convert coming from Europe and converting to Islam, opening his own European center in the city of Medina, and Khabbab ibn al-Arrat, the native Palestinian guy, making his own Palestinian center in Medina, and Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari making his own Arabic center in Medina, and Salman al-Farisi coming from Persia making his Iranian center in Medina. This never happened. As a matter of fact, everyone was gathered by the Holy Prophet. Everyone shows up in one central masjid, Masjid al-Nabi. This is the agenda in Islam that we pursue, to gather the people together under one leadership and deliver them one common message, because we share the common goal and the common path. Deculturalization of our Islamic centers is the key, so that we can replace the values and principles of Quran and Ahlul Bayt, so we mold ourselves, our communities, with the culture of Allah, the divine culture, and we give to our souls the color of Allah, Sibghat Allah, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً, the color of Allah, which is due to the Iman, the faith, and the Siratun Tawhidiyya, following the footsteps of the concept of oneness of Allah. When we follow the call of Iman and the values of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how we give ourselves the color of Allah. So it's our agenda to deculturalize, So that the values of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam can rule our centers, and that's how we can make a change.
بسم الله نور النور بسم الله نور على نور بسم الله الذي هو مدبر الأمور